CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yes, I'm coming. Oh, golly.
Mr. Piper?
Oh, yes?
Sorry to bother you so early in the morning, but those were my orders. May I come in?
Oh, well, just a minute, please. Who are you?
Bill Bates from the Chronicle.
Well, Mr. Bill Bates from the Chronicle, I have nothing to say to you or anybody else from your newspaper. No, I told them that when they phoned last night.
Well, Mr. Piper, if you're going to get yourself in the news, you'll have to expect reporters.
I am not in the news. This is a completely personal matter.
My chief doesn't think so, Mr. Piper. He thinks it's news when a little girl is expelled from school because her father taught her to say that Columbus did not discover America.
My daughter was not expelled from school. Thank you. I took her out of school. And neither her mother nor I taught Betsy to say any such thing.
Thank you, Mr. Piper. Betsy is the little girl's name?
It's none of your business, now. But if you print any such paper in your story, if you print any such story in your paper, I'll sue you for libel.
Oh, no.
I warn you.
Piper, I'm only trying to get the facts. Now, you don't need to get so worked up about it. It's just a little human interest. It's, you know, the kind of thing that people like to read about. Look, have a heart, will you? It's just an assignment to me, but I got to get the story.
You're not getting anything from me. I told the Chronicle last night that my wife and I do not want any idiotic publicity. Now, this is a purely personal matter between us and the school, and if you don't get out of here, I'll punch you in the nose.
I wish you would, Mr. Piper. I'd have a better story.
Get out!
At this moment, it's beyond mankind's capacity to guess what will occupy the attention of CBS Radio's Bob and Ray tonight. It's possible they may be investigating such matters as the molecular structure of money, or giving the recipe for vulcanized bison. Perhaps distinguished correspondent Wally Ballew may take us via the magic of radio to the broom garage of a witch. Or we may receive a report on our feathered friends from the bird lady, whose discourse on the drag-tail blockbuster recently created unparalleled apathy among birdwatchers from coast to coast. Actually, of course, you may not hear about any of these matters. If you're courageous, though, take potluck with the boys. Anything they serve up is full of chuckles. That's Bob and Ray, weeknights at this spot on your dial. Laugh along, too, with Amos and Andy and Andy Griffith on Comedy Time, Monday through Friday, on CBS Radio.
I want to go to school.
Well, you're not going to school now. You're going to stay home.
Don't yell at her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Betsy, and your daddy. Sorry. The darn reporter got me in such a lather this morning. I'm sorry, honey.
Better get to work. I'll keep the doors locked. Oh, I never dreamt it would come to this. Honestly, you try to do the right thing, and of course, all this is as I'm trying to start the spring house cleaning.
Well, never mind the spring house cleaning. Worry about that later. Right now, we've got a situation on our hands.
The reason we do is because you put Betsy out of school, which you should never have done.
So now it's my fault. All week, you have thought of nothing else.
Well,
Betsy was marked wrong because she wrote down Leif Erikson instead of Columbus. Poor little Betsy got a bad mark, and all the children laughed at her.
They did laugh at me, and I did get marked wrong, and you were the one who told me that Leif Erikson discovered America. America, Daddy, and you were wrong.
Your father was not wrong.
Yes, he was. The teacher said the answer was wrong, and the teacher ought to know because she's a teacher.
Yeah, you see?
All right. Now, let us all calm down.
I don't know why I can't go to school. I'd rather go to school. When I stay home, Mommy makes me study all day. She makes me work harder than the teacher. I don't even get any recess.
All right, you'll get some recesses today. Now, listen, Betsy, your daddy was not wrong when he told you that Leif Erikson and the Vikings landed in America before Columbus did.
That isn't what the teacher says.
I know, and that's what we're trying to get the teacher to admit.
Betsy, now we're doing something for you, not against you. You know, Mommy's grandfather was Norwegian. That's your great-grandfather. And the Vikings were Norwegian. Well, Scandinavian. And Leif Erikson was the son of Erik the Red, who had been banished to Iceland. And then Erik sailed to Greenland, and he founded a settlement there. And his son, Leif, was commissioned by the King of Norway, Olaf Tryggvason, to establish Christianity in Greenland.
Betsy doesn't understand all that.
Yes, she does. And when Leif Erikson tried to sail to Greenland, he got blown off course. You know, his ship's in bad weather, and he landed on America. And he found self-sown wheat and grapevines, which...
Susie Owen has a grape arbor, and you climb all over it. Lots of fun.
Listen to me. We were talking about your ancestors now, Betsy.
My what?
Relatives.
Oh, dear, they're not exactly...
Well, it's the best way for her to understand it.
You mean the man who discovered America was a cousin or something of mine?
Well, I wouldn't say cousin, dear.
Uncle?
No, dear, not an uncle. He lived a thousand years ago. It's
sort of like a great something?
Well,
something,
something
like that. That's about
something,
it.
Why didn't you tell me before? Oh, I didn't know what you were making all the fuss about. Gee, my family discovered America.
Well, now, Betsy, the state that it's our family isn't really the...
Don't confuse it anymore. The Vikings were Norwegian. Your grandfather was Norwegian.
I know.
That gives her the idea.
Well, I know, dear, but I never meant to.
Now, look, Betsy, there is proof, you see, proof that Columbus discovered America. The problem is there's no real proof that Leif Erikson...
What is proof?
Well,
Columbus wrote it down. Yeah. He wrote it down in a book, in his logbook, his diary, you know, journals. And
we know about Leif Erikson through stories and songs.
I like those better anyhow.
Yeah, well, anyhow, do you understand it a little bit better, sweetheart?
Oh, yes, Mom.
Oh, good. Well, now, you run upstairs and get your reading book. We'll start with reading this morning and then arithmetic and then spelling. Go on, now. Hurry up. Get the book. Honestly, I tell you, this on top of my spring house cleaning that I...
Well, I better get to work. Look, don't worry about the reporter. Just keep the doors locked and don't answer the phone.
You know, we can't go on keeping Betsy out of school, dear. Really, I don't know how we got quite so involved. It's just so...
Well, we can't back out now without getting it settled, which I will do this weekend when I have more time. I'm going to get in touch with that teacher again, see, with the principal, and then talk it over. We must make our position clear now.
Yes.
It isn't really a question of Leif Erikson versus Columbus. Actually,
no.
It's a matter of Betsy being laughed at by her classmates, for which she blames us.
Yes. How do you expect to, you know, settle the matter, though?
Well, I don't know. I don't know exactly, but I think the teacher should say something in front of the class so that Betsy is proud of us and not ashamed to feel that her parents don't know what they're talking about.
Well, you better get to work. Goodness. What a mess, huh?
Yeah, well, stop worrying. We'll get it settled somehow this weekend.
Yes, I hope so.
Well, hello there, young lady. Is your mommy home?
Yes, she's in the house. I'm having recess.
Recess? Oh, I see. Having school at home, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to talk to strangers.
Oh, I'm not a stranger. I've met your daddy. My name's Bill Bates.
Daddy's at home now. He's at the office. He'll be home tonight.
Oh, well, of course. What's the matter with me? Well, it's always more fun to talk to a pretty little girl anyhow. Come on, I'll play catch with you. Throw me the ball. Come on. How come you're not in school?
Because Mommy and Daddy and me are all mad at the school. The teacher marked my paper wrong, and it wasn't wrong.
Oh, boy, that used to make me mad, too, when I was in school. What did she mark wrong? Here, catch. There, good. Hey, you're a good catcher. What did the teacher mark wrong?
About who discovered America first. I wrote down Leif Erikson because my daddy told me he did.
Uh-huh.
And you know who Leif Erikson was? He was my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, practically.
No kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. He was. And he didn't mean to discover America. He was sailing out in his boat. He was going to visit his daddy in Greenland or something. And a big storm came up, and the wind blew him to America, where he found a lot of grape arbors. And then somebody made up a song about him and a story. And that's how we know he got to America. And if my daddy says so, it's so.
Listen, I've heard of Leif Erikson, too, but I didn't know there was a little girl right here in town that was related to him. Gee, could I take a picture of you?
Well, I guess so, but I'd better change my dress.
No. You look fine. Now, just smile real pretty. And then I want to hear more about this. Now, come on, a real pretty smile.
The April Ladies' Home Journal brings you the horrifying account of a nightmare one woman went through when an intruder broke into her house and attempted to attack her. This frightening situation is dramatically brought to your attention in an article entitled A Shocking Story. It is the story Mrs. Caroline K. Simon, New York Secretary of State, says must be told for the welfare of women and children. You can't afford to miss this article. Find out what you can do to protect yourself from possible attack and what government officials are doing to remedy this unthinkable situation. Due to the steady increase of these crimes against women, it is important that every woman should be aware of this danger and what she can do to protect herself when she is alone. So be sure you get the credited facts. Get your copy of the April Ladies' Home Journal today, wherever magazines are sold. Read A Shocking Story.
And I want to tell you, when I left the office to get the car, and I walked past this newsstand and saw Betsy's picture on the front page.
Stop yelling at me. Well, Betsy had gone outdoors. I was cleaning the linen closet, and she came back in and said this nice man had talked to her and taken her picture. How do you think I felt? I called you. You'd just gone to lunch, and I couldn't raise anybody at the newspaper. The lines were constantly busy.
So I was standing there reading the paper on the corner. See, first, I saw Betsy's picture. Yeah. Then I saw this caption, Leif Erikson's descendants live here.
I didn't even see Betsy's picture at first. The paper was folded when I brought it in from the porch, and I saw this silly little cartoon showing Leif Erikson saying, I got here first, and then here's Columbus with a black eye saying, oh, no, you didn't, I did.
Oh, oh God. Writing the whole story up in this cute way.
Yes,
here, just listen to this.
I read it.
When it comes to talking about the days of early America, those who claim George Washington slept here have nothing on the Piper family who claim Leif Erikson slept here first.
It is so dumb. Why bring Washington into it?
The reporter was being cute. It's a human interest story. But did he interview us and get the facts? Oh,
No. Well, you wouldn't talk to him, you know, this
morning.
When
interviewed at her home at 13 Rainbow Lake, Miss Betsy Piper said, my great-great-great-great-grandfather discovered America. It's true because my daddy said so.
Don't you not to explain it like that to Betsy? No, you have to.
Daddy Piper.
I know. What's that make him?
I asked you to. Yeah. Unable to be reached for comment, but according to school authorities, Mr. Piper is denying his daughter further education.
I know.
Until history acknowledges the claims and awards the verdict to the Viking in the case of Erikson versus Columbus.
I said, Columbus,
guess what? Hello, Daddy.
Well, I have something to say to you, young lady.
I want to tell you something too, Daddy. Guess what? Bobby Harris rode by on his bicycle and he stopped and he'd seen my picture in the paper. Oh. And you know what? He asked for my autograph. Isn't it exciting? Now when I get back to school, I'll be a celebrity. Oh, I get Betsy.
You're not Betsy. Oh, honey, we better do something in a hurry.
Yeah, I'm afraid we've already done
it. Now, you call somebody. Say we want to forget the whole thing. I don't care who you call.
Honey, ain't nobody going to let us forget this for a long time. Leif Erikson's descendants live here. Oh, no.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Tara Martin speaking.